It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're talking about spring cleaning for your soul. Today, we want to focus on making room for growth, because that is something we all seem to have a little problem with. Sometimes the reason nothing new is happening in our lives is not because God isn't moving. It's because there's no room for it. We say we want something new. We want some new peace in our life or a new mindset. Or maybe we want a new opportunity, a new career. Maybe we're looking for a new direction. But here's the tension in that. We're asking God for new things, but yet we are still holding and grasping onto all those old ones. Those old habits that you won't let go of. Or those old thought patterns, old fears that you may still hold on to, old versions of ourselves. And without realizing it, we filled all of the space up. It's kind of like cleaning out your closet. You've heard me talk a lot about that this week because I've been cleaning out the closet and cleaning out my room. Instead of getting rid of anything, and I am guilty of this. This is why I took a new stand this week. You probably are as well. Instead of getting rid of anything, what do? We just rearrange it. We make it look better, shift things around, organize it. But at the end of the day, it's still just as full as it was, and there's absolutely no room for anything new. Spiritually, we do the same thing. We say, God, give me peace. But yet here we are in the back of our mind. We are holding on to that anxiety. Oh my gosh, we do not want to let it go. We got a death grip on it. Then we say to God, God, please do something new. But we're clinging to what's familiar. Or God, please grow me. But then when growth comes, we resist the change. God is ready to move, but we have not yet made space for him to work. Scripture from Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? God is already moving. The question isn't if he is doing something new. It's whether or not you are positioned to receive it. Are you? Is that a question you can answer with yes today? You can't step into a new season if you're holding on to everything from the last one. And at some point, something has to be released to make room for what God is trying to bring in and give to you. Here's the hard part, though. Letting go isn't always about just the bad things. Sometimes it's about the comfort, the control, what feels familiar to us, what feels safe. And that is why we tend to hold on to it so tightly, because even if it's not good for us, it's known. But growth doesn't happen in what's comfortable. It happens in what you surrender. God won't force that new growth into a crowded life, but he will invite you to make some room. So today, the question you ask yourself is, what am I holding on to that God is asking me to release? And why am I resisting the change in that? What feels safe and what is actually keeping me stuck? Because think about it. New things don't grow in crowded spaces. If you want God to do something fresh in your life, you got to be willing to make space for it. So do something new. If you want God to do something new, don't just ask for it. Today, let's make some room for it. Lord, we don't want to be so full of old things that we miss what you're trying to do right now. Show us what we need to release and help us let go of what's familiar and holding us back. Give us the faith to trust you with what's next and make room in our hearts for something new. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.